Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trades already taking place at a frenzied pace today around Major League Baseball. Pete and crew will keep you up to date every half hour here on 106.7 The Fan all day long. The Mets reportedly acquiring prospects in a deal in which they've given Addison Reed to the Boston Red Sox. So the Mets, not surprisingly, 48-55. Sellers having lost two in a row going into today's trade deadline. The Nats running away with the division. What should they do? That is the question. 800-636-1067. What do you want them to accomplish today? Do they stay pat? You're cool with that? Do they add a starter? Do they add a reliever? Maybe they go bat. I think you can rule out bringing in an offensive piece at this point for two reasons. Number one, the kind of move they would make is the move that they made Friday night with Howie Kendrick. What else are you going to do now? You added, they don't have spots for guys. Like, they're going to potentially have to send a guy like Wilmer Defoe or Brian Goodwin down at some point, who have done nothing but respond well to the opportunities given since all these injuries took place. So you're adding bench players. Here's your bench right now. Adam Lind, who homers every time he plays. Defoe is hitting over 300 in the last month. Brian Goodwin, who's given you power and plus defense in center field, is basically giving you exactly what Michael Taylor would be giving you. Literally to the T. And a catching position where you love Lobatone framing pitches, and Pedro Severino gives you speed and athleticism at a position where those guys aren't available around baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you don't need to add anything in your bench offensively.
There's no real spot for him. Again, the move was Howie Kendrick, a right-handed bat off the bench that they've been missing because Chris Heisey was struggling. You have it now. That guy can hit.
And he just ropes out line drives one after another. He is fringe average. I was talking to one of my guys who's working for the Phillies. He's not a good defensive player in left.
Not at this point in his career, no.
He's not really a good defensive player at second, but he can play both at a tick below average level, and he can provide offense. He will get on base. He will hit. And you got Lynn coming off the bench in the late innings as a power hitter to hit right-handed relievers. You now have Howie Kendrick to take on lefties when you need to pinch hit late innings in a playoff game. That's kind of why you brought him in. So I like that acquisition. But it's starter versus reliever. And I'll make the case for a reliever in a second. Danny's gone starter, but we want to get to the calls. 800-636-1067. What should the Nats add today, if anything? Harold is in D.C. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Grant and Danny?
What's up, bud?
I would go with starting pitcher. And the reason why I would go with starting pitchers, every time around this time of year, Strasburg hits that wall. So I would go starting pitcher, and when Strasburg comes back off the DL, he would be my postseason closer. He would only see eighth and ninth inning just about every game, and we could kill two birds with one stone.
Well, that really wouldn't work. I appreciate the call, and I like the creativity and the out-of-the-box thinking, but it's not happening. Steven Strasburg's way more valuable as a number two starter in the playoffs than he is as even a closer. To be completely honest with you. Not to mention, he's never done it before in his entire life. You wouldn't ask him to start doing it at the end of this season. He's also never thrown on consecutive days. And the last thing you want to do with his arm, which is about as durable as, you know, a piece of paper, is to ask him to do things now that you've never done and your arm isn't used to.
Now's not the time for that.
Not interested in experimenting with the $175 million man at this point. You got to get him right and get him in your rotation behind Scherzer. Game one, Max. Game two, Strauss. Game three, weird
TBD.
As it is, I mean, maybe Gio gets that start over Roar.
Right now, it's Gio.
Which is weird. Maybe it depends on the team. Like, if you're playing a team that's got five lefties, you know, last year, think of the Dodgers as an example.
Yeah.
That's where Gio could come into play. Whereas if you're playing a team stacked and heavy with right-handed pitching, like the Diamondbacks or something like mm-hmm. that, then maybe Tanner Roark, if he's throwing well, would get that game three start. And the other one would be used to come in off the bench pretty quickly. Brian is in Alexandria. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
I don't think it would hurt for Rizzo to call the Yankees and see what would they give up for Adam Lind. I know the Yankees have been extremely desperate for a first baseman. And I know Lind's been having a great year. He's probably been having a better year than Zimmerman if you account for if he could have as many bats as Zimmerman. But if you could aim high for maybe like a top six prospect in the Yankees for Lynn, and I mean, Lynn's probably not going to be with the team next year. He has a mutual option. He's not going to exercise it because he's probably going to be getting starter money for another team. And I have confidence that Defoe, Goodwin, and Drew could probably be the left-handed bats off the bench.
Man.
And why not just think long? Sometimes you can be a buyer and a seller.
It's true, but I don't like the idea of losing Lind going into a playoff run. He's too good a hitter.
Yeah, now, he is really good, but I tell you, I like the creativity there.
It's not a bad idea.
I had not thought of that for one second. If just for the sake of argument, this would never be, but would you swap Adam Lind for, let's say, a guy that you felt great about having the eighth inning? In the postseason, maybe not the ninth. So yeah. I think you would do that. So then where does that line of sort of equivalency come? Is it like a good bullpen arm? Is it a starter?
He's talking about getting a prospect. I'm not interested in doing that. I would trade Adam Lind for a dominant pitcher that can help me in the postseason in the bullpen.
Right.
Sure.
If I'm again, this is totally outside
the
box.
But I'm trying to win right now. People
me
keep
too.
Forgetting that Bryce Harper is gone after next season.
Mm-hmm.
He is gone. Okay. Now, luckily, Victor Robles isn't far behind him. And Brian Goodwin has proven maybe he's a major league outfielder as a starter. I thought he was more of a fourth outfield type. Maybe Michael Taylor, who had a good season this year, takes over in center field and Goodwin can play left next year. But you have a year and this season left to try to win a World Series with this group.
Mm-hmm.
With Max in his prime and Bryce doing what Bryce is doing, I'm not trading pieces to add prospects. I am doing everything I can to win this season. I've got a great chance to do so. There's one team better than me in baseball, definitively, and that's the Dodgers. And that gets them nothing when the playoffs start because the Nats were better than the Dodgers last year and got eliminated by them. So I basically need to be hot for a 6-day span to knock the Dodgers out and not have to worry about them. My lineup is good enough. It's better than it's been at any point during this era.
Yes.
To win in the postseason.
Especially if Trey Turner is Trey Turner.
Now, if you want to do what he just said, which is actually very smart baseball sense, and that is sell high on a guy that doesn't mean as much to you moving forward, trade Wilmer Defoe right now. If you traded Wilmer Defoe today, when Steven Drew comes back, what is Wilmer Defoe's role really other than being a speed player off the bench for you in the playoffs? If you move Wilmer Defoe, could you get a really solid prospect for him? Maybe. I mean, maybe teams have seen him play for 5 weeks and say, this guy's a big leaguer. You could trade Brian Goodwin if you wanted to right mm-hmm. now. Because you've got, when Michael Taylor comes back, off the bench now, Howie Kendrick. If you just need speed, you could have a guy like Andrew Stevenson who never gets a bat in the playoffs. I'm saying I wouldn't do that, but the idea of just saying let's cash in while one of these guys is more popular than they're going to be a year from now, it's actually a good idea.
It is smart. It's what you did with Steven Souza. It landed you Joe Ross and Trey Turner.
Let's go to Nathan in Haymarket. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, bud?
I would think what they need to do is try to get two more relievers, maybe a shutdown guy in the eighth. And maybe try to get a long guy because I think history will come back and help Tanner Roark. But if it doesn't, or if Strasburg can't get right to have a longer bullpen arm so you don't have to burn through pitchers, I think could help a lot in the postseason.
Thanks, buddy. And that gets me to kind of where I wanted to go. Danny wants to go starter, and I get it, and that would be my answer as well. But here is the case for bullpen help still at today's deadline. So right now, really the playoffs to me are about shortening games.
Yes.
All right, so let me say this as quickly as I can because we're up against it. The Royals got to the World Series a couple straight years and won one.
Played 6-inning games.
Because of a great bullpen where if they led after 6, it was over. They had Herrera in the 7th, Davis in the 8th, Holland in the 9th. The next year, it was current national, Madsen in the 7th, Herrera in the 8th, Davis in the 9th. But it was always basically 9 outs from a shutdown bullpen. You don't have to worry. Look at how the Mets got to the World Series very similarly. You go more recently. Last year, the Cleveland Indians shocked everyone. Got to Game 7 of a World Series. Could have won the thing on accident. Andrew Miller, Cody Allen, Brian Shaw in their bullpen. That's how it works in the playoffs. Get me 18 outs or get me into the 6th inning with 5-plus as a starter and let me go getting an inning and 2/3 out of a reliever I could stretch out and get a couple slam dunk guys in the back end. So right now the Nats have Doolittle. They have Madsen. They have, when Sean Kelly comes back, if he's healthy, potentially him, but you can't count on him. So I'll say Eni Romero. They got 3 guys to give him an average of 3 98-mile-an-hour strong innings out of the bullpen. If they went and got one more guy, remember, you don't really ever play but more than 2 days in a row. So pitchers can pitch in almost every single playoff game that are relievers. We saw it with Andrew Miller last year, by the way. Now, Terry Francona, after the fact, said he probably overused him. But you go game, day off, game, typically day off.
Right, with the travel.
Sometimes you'll go 3 straight days between, like, games 3, 4, and 5 or something like that. But it's rare. If they could add one more reliever, I think it would almost be as valuable as adding, depending on who the starter is, a game three starter, certainly a game four starter.
I think it's a great point.
Now, if you went and got Sonny Gray, that's different. If you went and got, and they're not going to, Yu Darvish, that's different. Mm-hmm. Those guys are lights out, can go 7-8 inning dominant at a time. But if you're just adding, you know, a Lance Lynn type as an example,
right,
who'd probably pitch in a game four, I'd rather have a reliever that's going to pitch in an inning per playoff game. I think that there is more value to that, and there's a reason why the teams with the best bullpens have gotten to the World Series over the last few years.
It's a great case. I think they're going to view their returning relievers as that relief. Bad pun there. Apologies. But I think they still are counting on Kota Glover, Sean Kelly, and Solis to kind of be that extra reliever to help you with some matchups. I don't know if that's the right call, but I think that's what they're counting on.
I'd love Brad Hand. I mean, he'd be the guy, the Padres all-star.
I think it would
cost a lot. Zach Britton would be perfect. The Nats and the O's will never make a trade. So the market is kind of dwindling because of who's available with all the trades having been made already.
I wanted Justin Wilson, man.
Yeah, me too. And that's no longer an option.
That's gone.
The Virginia governor saying that the Redskins are coming to Virginia. Virginia's doing great.
Virginia's doing great.
That plus my plane, trains, and automobiles. Crazy commute to Philadelphia Friday. Next on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.